Sheila Williams of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, soon-to-be author. I'm going to challenge her on that a little bit today. And wife of former Spartan head coach and now Alabama assistant coach Bobby Williams. Good evening, my friend. How are you?
Oh, greetings, my friend, Ms. Cheryl. It's so good to be with you this afternoon.
Well, I wanted to check back in with you. Having been through a tornado when I was a little kid and we lost our home, I realized for a lot of folks, we assume things are moving forward and they're moving along, but I wanted to check back in. I can hardly believe that the tornado that so devastated Tuscaloosa was April 27th, that it was that long ago, but it probably seems like just a moment when you're in it like you are there. I wanted to catch up and just see how things are moving forward.
Oh, I so appreciate it. It's so true because I, you know, in order to go to my regular little shopping spots, I have to cross over that devastation all the time, and it just, your heart skips a beat every time. Although progress is definitely, you can see where the cleanup is occurring, but you can still look up in a tree and a scrap metal from a car is still wrapped around a tree, or trees are still in homes. So, you know, it's still all around us, but progress is occurring. That's the good thing.
Well, yeah, so moving forward is happening. Does it seem like it's happening at a pretty good pace? Or do you feel like you're getting the help that you need in the area?
Well, you know, it was so big, Cheryl, till, you know, it's hard to wrap you. You know, you can't really get a timeline. You think, you know, things should go faster, because even to go to the airport, I go to through a community that, you know, that's not on my regular route, my day-to-day route. But when I go through there and you can just see the devastation, till I, you know, it's really true that it's going to take a long time to get Tuscaloosa back where it's back on its feet. But you can just sort of see where things are clearing out a little bit. And, you know, and what happens is it clears out, but then there's nothing there. So now you're in a town. If you can imagine being on campus at Michigan State and you turn around and it's just leveled all the way to Sparrow Hospital. That's kind of what they mean by a war zone, what it looks like. It's just leveled.
Well, and that was such a good analogy when we first spoke about this tragedy, that of course we know around here, and we're looking at kind of the same area you are there with the University of Alabama.
Yeah, and that's the only way to really bring it home to people sometimes, because the television doesn't even for me. I mean, I watched on television until I got out there and saw the devastation. Did it really register how massive this thing is and where it was, and so it's just kind of hard to put words to it. So, you know, although you see a cleanup happening, it's almost like, you know, just sweeping out the corner of a house on how far it's got to go, you know, as far as we have to, the cleanup have to go. But I'm encouraged because yesterday, they shut down the last shelter, which means people are being temporary housing at least. And the human spirit has been such overwhelming till, you know, even out of devastation, you can see the human spirit. So out of the ashes comes such a blessing. And that's been what's been the good thing, is the stories behind. Even Tuscaloosa now taking what we have access of and sending down to Joplin, Missouri, where, you know, that they were devastated by a tornado of larger than the one here. So it's just been a really eye-opening experience for us all, and a lesson for mankind, college students especially. Since I talked to you, summer session has come back, so the students are back on campus now. Limited housing, but they're back on campus. I don't know what we'll do in the fall when they all come, but graduation.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I'm
sorry. Graduation is,
well, you know, we missed a spring graduation and the summer graduation, so they'll combine both commencement exercises in August. But the thing is, so many of them have moved on, rather they have jobs or they just kind of have gone on, that it's kind of sad that a life change. You know, you mm-hmm. always remember your college graduation, that, you know, it had taken such a backseat to such a devastation.
Well, perhaps there's a life lesson there as well.
And that's what I think. I think, too, it shows them that life can change in one instant, and sometimes it's not all about you. You mm-hmm. have to reach back to help someone behind you.
Yeah, it's often bigger than you.
Mm-hmm.
It
absolutely.
Is. So work at rebuilding. Are they doing some rebuilding on campus yet for students coming back? And that, noting that that's just one area that needs to be rebuilt, obviously.
Yeah, the thing that's happening now is the clear out of the debris. So no rebuilding that I can say has happened. It's just now you're just seeing where skeletons of homes that's there, you know, where they cleared out the main, like I, as an example, would be Grand River. So if you're at Michigan State and they clear out Grand River, then you see the housing that was behind there.
Wow.
So when we look at what's behind there are just these shells of homes. So not until they clear out all this tons and tons of debris will there be any rebuilding occurring. So that's why I feel it'll be a challenge when the total student population return back to the university, because there definitely will be limited housing on campus.
Boy, there sure will. And again, you discover, there's your friend saying hello to somebody.
They love to say hello. Probably the bird that just went down the street.
That could be as well. It's very good news to hear that the shelters are closing. As you said, folks are out of shelters and moving at least into temporary housing or finding some place in the area to be.
Yes, and that's been a wonderful thing. That's definitely a step in the right direction. Nick and Carrie Saban have adopted a community, Holt. We have a Holt, Alabama here, and they have, through their foundation, Nick's kids have committed to helping rebuild that community. We have our running back coach here, Coach Burns, and Miss Connie, who's from New Orleans, and they've collected funds where the commitment to adopt a family, and we had lunch with a young lady last week, and she lost everything in the storm. As a matter of fact, we got her name from another coach's wife who taught school, and their school was torn up, destroyed. Oh. So that her students, as well as the school, had to relocate, and so she passed on the name of a young mother who had two kids, and they had to move in with her mother, and only to find last week when we had lunch with her that the mother, her mother, whom they were staying with, had passed on. So here you have a young mother in her early 30s dealing with loss of everything and moving with her mom, and then lost her mom. So it was such a pleasure to see Coach Burns' family from New Orleans, who understand rebuild, and just adopt her family and gave her a nice sizable check to help her get back on her feet. And Bobby and I, our church that we attended in South Florida, have taken on a massive project of raising thousands of dollars and shipping gift cards to us this week, as a matter of fact, to just pass out to families. It's just hard to think of these families that have absolutely nothing. I mean, they're going through rubble, excited to find, you know, things that we just take for granted, precious items that you can't replace. Of course, those are priceless, but just to rebuild their lives. So now that's the process that we're in now, is watching the community come together and help these families individually. It's hard to help the whole big picture, so you just kind of got to take one little family at a time and try to change people's lives or help in any small way that we can.
I know, obviously, you're all doing that, and the football family, they're sticking together and reaching out beyond as well. I'm going to switch gears a little bit. How's that book coming?
That book.
I told you I was going to hold you to this.
You are so wonderful for doing that, because as I sit there, you know, on many days, and I just kind of think like, okay, when are you going to do this? And then it seems like there's always a chapter that I can write up, that I can start there from, which is even this tornado, you know. So I really got some manuscripts started.
Yay!
And Bobby has been so wonderful and encouraging on like, okay, when are you going to get this thing done or stop talking about it?
And what's our working title?
Behind the Line of Scrimmage with Sheila Williams.
There it is. Mm-hmm. There it is.
Behind that line of scrimmage. So we have, our lives have taken such a wonderful journey. Not always, you know, you learn, as we said earlier, you learn from bumps and hills and valleys that makes you strong. And I feel so fortunate to have, you know, I didn't want to leave Michigan, but I have such a universal family now that I wouldn't trade our journey for anything. And you know, we're only a phone call away because I'm here talking to Miss Cheryl and friends.
There we are. Well, I can't thank you enough for catching us up. I know we took time out of your evening.
Thank you for
all that you're doing, and I know it's going to be paid forward as well. And a big hello to Bobby and the family for us, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Oh, I so appreciate it, Cheryl. You have been, I always look forward to speaking to you, and I also would like to send out a special prayer for a dear family there at Michigan State Forest, the Underwood families. Miss Underwood is under the weather, having some health issues, and down there in Sparrow Hospital now. And so I spoke to Dr. Underwood about her today, this morning, and he's encouraged. But a football family goes way beyond what team you're on. It's it's a lifetime friendship, and I just want to let them know that I'm thinking about them today.
Well, I appreciate that, and we will join with you in that. The roots run deep in a football family, don't they, and among friends.
Yes,
thank you, Sheila, and
Roll Tide.
Have
a good evening.
You as well. Thank you.